Family First, Tamidi speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Tamidi. This is Megan Krejci, and my home health aid that you've been dealing with, James, just called me, like, really upset that he keeps coming to me for things, and I keep trying to explain to him, like, you need to deal with Family First. He's so confused about this fingerprint thing and where to go, and I don't know what to tell him, but can I just add him to the phone call so maybe we could...
We talked to him, so he did make us aware that the place is closed.
And but so he went to two places that were closed. Yeah.
And so now we're trying to find a place that... Another place. My manager's working on it now as we speak, actually.
Another place where for him to get the fingerprint thing done?
Right, and we're making sure that this place is not closed so that he doesn't run into this problem again.
Yeah, well, he's really pissed off that he drove two places and there's nothing there.
No,
so
fine, I understand that. But, like, we're not aware that they're closed. We know that she just has a list of places within those areas, you know?
Yeah, but call the places to make sure they're open before you send somebody there. Like, you know,
yeah,
kind of common sense.
Come into these problems until, like, right now. But yeah. But
okay,
she is working on it.
Okay, if you could just give me 1 second. Just 1 second.
Hello, hello.
Hey, James, I just wanted to let you know. Oh, okay, sorry. Tamidi's on the phone, and I got the answer for you. So I'll just let Tamidi give you the answer.
Because I did tell her that we just spoke, and I was making you aware that another location, she is in the process of looking for another place.
Okay.
Because I know you did express that she went to two places and they were no longer open. So she is making sure that the other place, that they are open so that she won't run into this problem again.
No problem.
So I'll
appreciate
be giving
that.
You a back shortly, okay? And we do apologize for the inconvenience.
Am I good for the TB test? Like, I already sent you guys the.
I didn't see that there was a TB done on there.
It was a blood test, so I mean, isn't that still count? Because I mean, everything came back negative regardless. So I doubt I would even have that to begin with.
Right. So it has to specify that on there.
So anyways, what she's trying to say, and I don't know why you guys are not connecting, she's trying to say you're going to have to get that test done. So, Tamina, can we please set him up so that none of this becomes a problem, please?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can we do it, like, by today? Is it viable to do that by
today?
Yeah,
we can assist you with that as well, like, for you to get the TB done.
Yeah.
And
we're
going to try to find a location around you. I can call and have them set it up for you. And
okay.
I'll just let them know that you're available either today or tomorrow.
No problem. Appreciate that.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
So in terms of, like, answers that James needs, are you just, like, emailing those answers to him, or how are you guys coordinating back and forth?
Either through text or through phone. Because he is really good at communicating with me.
Okay, no, that's fine. I was going to say, like, if it's by email or something, you guys can always copy me. Even if it's through text, you guys can always copy me. If there's anything I can do to assist in the communication, I'm willing to do it, you know?
Yeah, not a problem.
Okay, all right. Well, to me, it looks like, James, it looks like she's going to get back to you, and they're going to make sure the next two places, I guess, you have to go to for the fingerprint thing and the TB shot are open, right, Tamidi?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll we'll most likely touch base with him, okay?
Okay. But today, is it, or by tomorrow?
Hopefully by today.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.